I think the biggest challenge I have faced myself for raising kids in the UK has been there are no extended families around who can support in terms of childcare, whether it could be discipline as well of the children. And then it's only you and your wife. But sometimes, for example, like us, who are Christians as well, nowadays we use the church as well to supplement the place which the aunties, the grandmas, have not been able to fulfill.
Let's bring in Ms. Ney. Tell us, how did you find bringing up kids in Botswana?
For me, life is just, it's okay. I don't have a problem in raising my kids. I taught them how to respect. I teach them how to do homework, and I teach them how to behave in society and do some homework, come from school, clean the houses, not to associate with wrong people at the wrong time, always home.
Mr. Raposo, Mrs. Ney is touching on a very sensitive issue of kids having these kind of relations with others in the community. Some of them may be wayward, you know. How to handle that kind of thing?
It's quite tricky when it comes to the UK or Europe when compared to countries like Botswana, where, for example, in Botswana, you've got more of an outdoor life. You've got a sense of community there. In the UK, even if you ask myself how many of my neighbors where I have lived for almost about 17 years, I know I hardly meet them. So when it comes to discipline, we discipline our kids, and we are raising our kids also trying to match between our cultural values as Africans as well as the European values as well, because they are exposed most of the times through the European education system, where the education system teaches them about their rights as well.
So we
are caught in between.
Mm-hmm. So talking about this cultural exposure, how do you handle a situation where maybe a kid comes to you and says, I'm gay or something like that?
For me now, having been in the UK, I work with gay people. And what risk do they give to me? Nothing. What's the problem they've caused into my own life? Nothing, because it's part of their private life. That has got nothing to do with me, and I don't interfere with their way of life. They don't interfere with my own way of life. So for me, the way I view that would be totally different as well with how I could have reacted myself when I was in Zimbabwe, for example. So at the end of the day, we've got children who can come to us and say, this is who they are, and what can you do as a parent? You can't force a horse to drink water when it doesn't want to drink water. It's difficult for us parents to accept that, because the community is going to view us as a bad family, a family that is inferior to others. I know how difficult it is for parents, but what can you do? Nothing you can do. Yeah.
Mrs. Ney, there you are. You're saying that literally you can end up accepting.
For me, it can be hard to accept it. It's going to be hard because it's like, I can give you an example, like a village which I grew up in, Zim. So it's just a small village in Mzimwani district. That area, I've never seen a gay. So even if now I can say I'm a daughter to a Dube family and they just find out that I'm a lesbian, I don't think the society will look me in a such a way that, how did she become a lesbian, something like that. So for me, I was never exposed to such people. Even where I am now, I've never seen them. Also, I don't wish to have them in my family or anywhere near my society. For me, it's a no.
Mr. Raposo?
I think, Mrs. Dewey, one thing we forget to understand, I think if you see most of the statistics that are coming out now in Zimbabwe, we are coming across quite a lot of young kids who have been abused, for example, with their uncles and so forth. And then the mom, instead of supporting the children, has been saying the child should be quiet. It will give you a bad image for the family and so forth. So I'm just trying to give that scenario because our society is closed. It doesn't want us to talk about all these issues in open. For example, you got away, you are told that if they discover that you are gay, you can be stoned into death, you can be killed. In Zimbabwe, with the president who doesn't want to hear anything about gay. But we have them. It's happening underground.
Your last word, Mrs. Ney.
I think kids, you have to teach them how to behave, how to respect the family, how to respect the neighbor, how to follow the tradition. I think you will see your kid growing in such a way that you never regret tomorrow.